This is your teacher, Dingley May, addressing you with his heart. Let us feel the spirit of wisdom embracing us together. I shall now deal with your documentary lesson number 23. Peace be unto you. Now, my beloved, your 23rd documentary lesson for your 23rd week has for its title The Supreme Architect and the Endocrines. You remember that in your previous lesson, last week's lesson, we spoke on thought as electric force. You probably will remember these words. I hope you may have memorized them. Thought is the conscious activity of the creative spirit as differentiated from the subconscious activity of the creative spirit. Then you will remember how we set out to tell what this force was, what this force is. Then you remember we went on to analyze a little more clearly the wonderful realm of imagination. And I do hope that during this last week you have had a week of complete spiritual supremacy. I hope that it will be the same this week. The Supreme Architect and the Endocrines. Now, one of the great epoch-making discoveries of any age was that, of course, of steam power. When Watts discovered and invented the steam engine, he did not know it, but he revolutionized the world. The steamship was invented by Fulton 22 years later. Stevenson brought forth to an admiring world the first locomotive, the Rocket, in 1814. And then came, in fairly rapid succession, later on, electricity, the telegraph, the telephone, the radio, the airplane, and much more that will come readily to your mind. But still more interesting was the discovery of the circulation of the blood by Harvey, a London doctor. Also the discovery of radium. And more recent still is the work of the endocrines, the ductless glands. Now, this discovery, my beloved, is destined unquestionably to cause a great revolution in the mind and the attitude of man generally towards his body. It will be infinitely more important than the discovery of steam, and it will do very much more for the human race in general. Now, the endocrines are the makers of destiny. The supreme architect, God, the creative spirit, call it what you will, works through the human glands. The edifice of your body is made, built up, sustained and maintained by the work of the endocrines. This power does not distinguish between the noble and the ignoble. It takes as much interest, of course, in a black skin as a white, the weak as the strong, the virtuous as the unvirtuous. All the currents and undercurrents that go on in the chemistry of the body, the building up, the breaking down, the changes from infancy to youth and age, are operated by the endocrines. If you are a Samson, if you are bent and wrinkled with age, if you are full of pep and power, if you are a mass of inferiority complexes, your endocrines have done it. Let us then analyze together something about the master glands and human energy. Now, the master glands are the sex glands, intimately and sympathetically related to all other glands. Injury to them injures the whole body. When depleted, run down, exhausted, all the body suffers. Similarly, all human energy is in some way related to sex energy. Beauty, health, strength, genius. These do not exist separate from sex efficiency. Thus it is true that man and woman is as old as his glands. In the Far East, where mutilation of the sex glands is a common practice, 4 out of 5 infants castrated die in infancy. Women who had their ovaries removed lose their vivacity and brightness, are sluggish and heavy, unless they have developed a higher consciousness. They are unsexed and grow masculine in appearance. Certain sects, I suppose you're aware of this, certain sects cause some adherents to suppress all the sex instincts, and the women become masculine in appearance with a distinct tendency, quite often, to grow beards, while the men change in the opposite direction, tending toward a feminine appearance. They lose contact with their fellows, the voice becomes shrill, the general character is such that they are called queer. It will be seen, then, how important it is that the sex glands are neither abused nor injured. For after all, is it not clear that the creative spirit sends the life stream through these organs to perpetuate the race? That is, the life of the universe. Yes, indeed, the endocrines are the makers of destiny. They are the makers of destiny because they control the chemical changes, metabolism of the body, and are therefore responsible for health. The plant draws its energy largely from the sun. The human body attracts energy from food, but also gathers radiant energy from the sun. It is radiant energy that keeps the atoms of the cells in perpetual activity. Remember the truth of the magnet? Deeper still, we find that each cell has a storage battery. The cells are charged by the direct activity of the creative spirit. If it were not that man has the faculty of thought, it is probably true that they would never be depleted. But man thinks independently. And because he is not aware that a great deal of his thinking is negative, he deadens the battery. He does this, of course, as we have already seen, because he has not trained himself to think in harmony with the creative spirit. He has been ignorant of his connection with the creative spirit, and therefore opposes it with his thinking until it ends in his extinction. This is inevitable and will remain inevitable until we reverse our thought processes. But by thinking in harmony with the creative spirit, man does not oppose the law and therefore does not make what are known as evil conditions. Now all the radiant elements known to science have their correspondence in the human body. And perhaps it would be wise for you to go to a library and trace for yourself the component factors of the body, such as the amount of calcium the body contains, of sodium, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, brimstone, hydrogen, and so on. Of hydrogen, you have probably enough in your body, which, if it were put into a balloon, would lift you far beyond the clouds. The atoms of all the elements have their own rate of vibration and velocity. All unconscious of the marvelously complicated operations carried on by the creative spirit through the subconscious mind, man may go about his duties in peace and contentment, totally oblivious of the vital fact that he is, in some way or other, influencing the work of his mentality, and for the most part, directing it to lead him to the grave. This is a great human tragedy. Now, my beloved, listen. The endocrines have the task of transforming the substances of the body into other substances. In the mother, the mammary glands convert blood into milk. The salivary glands change, by a process of selection, the serum into saliva, and so on with all the endocrines.